Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, the Titans have acquired one of the greatest receivers in the NFL. Yesterday, the Falcons traded Julio Jones for some draft picks, starting with next year's second rounder and a 2023 fourth rounder. The Titans get Jones and a sixth round selection in 2023. As for the financials of this deal, Tennessee taking on Jones' salary of $15.3 million for this season, and the Falcons have $7.75 million of dead money on this year's salary cap. The highly decorated 32-year-old trails only Hall of Famer Jerry Rice for most receiving yards over a player's first 10 NFL seasons. Titans general manager John Robinson meeting with the media on Sunday and told us why he made the big move.
When word got out that he might be available, I started looking at it. We looked at him, coaches looked at him, how he might fit in offensively. I mean, he's big, he's fat, he's fast, he's tough, great with the ball in his hands, willing blocker. I think a lot of the things that we ask of our receivers, which, all the locals know, it's get open, catch, and block. He certainly checks those boxes and has done it at a high level for a lot of years in the National Football League.
The Patriots, meanwhile, staying patient during this year's draft and got their man with the 15th overall selection in the first round, picking quarterback Mac Jones. He received high praise last week from New England offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, saying Jones's presence and command at his Alabama pro days were some of the traits that caught the team's attention in the draft process. Head coach Bill Belichick was asked if they are seeing that same command of the offense already in OTAs.
I think Max, he has a pretty good understanding of, the things that we do. And then, he has to go out there and do them and get comfortable with them. So, it's a process. And we've had, a number of other players at that quarterback position come in and go through that. Sometimes it starts a little slower and then picks up. Sometimes it starts a little higher and slows down. We'll just have to see how it goes.
Staying in the AFC East, Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa raising some eyebrows by admitting he didn't know the playbook very well in his rookie season. Well, Dolphins head coach Brian Flores defending that statement by his quarterback.
I think he's thinking about where he is right now versus there, that time a year ago, just reflecting. And that's good. This time is about reflection. Where you are now versus where you were 6 months ago, being a first-year position coach and, coming out of that year, going into the spring, going into the next season, saying, I could have been better last year. I should have been better. I'm better now.
Wide receiver Kenny Galladay was one of the top prizes in free agency earlier this offseason. Now he's a New York Football Giant. And in his first OTAs with the team, head coach Joe Judge saying Galladay's physical traits are already standing out.
Yeah, I think everyone kind of saw on tape, and this guy's been a physical player for years. He's made a lot of tough catches, made a lot of big plays, the ball in his hand running. He brings down with a physical toughness. That's something we saw on tape, and we plan on building into his strengths, whatever we can do with our offense.
As for New York's other team, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting the Jets' second-year left tackle Mekhi Becton is battling plantar fasciitis in his foot. Head coach Robert Saleh saying Becton will stay off his feet for a bit and won't require surgery. Becton is expected to be ready for training camp. As for the young quarterback Becton will be blocking for, Saleh was singing the praises of Zach Wilson's performance in OTAs.
You just love the kid's demeanor. You love his mindset. You love the way he's attacking everything. And you love the progress. And now it's just a matter of continuing to get reps, get live reps, get game reps, and go through the bumps and bruises. But you trust that his mindset is not going to let him fail.
Well, that's it for me. I hope you have a great week. I'm Will Sullivan. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.